Michael Gable?
Here.
David Hallman?
Present.
John Poole?
Here.
Andy Berg?
He's excused.
Greg Retzloff?
Here.
Leah Blau?
Here.
Rick Dodge?
Here.
Hannah Sorensen? Tyler McCarthy?
Citizen comments? You guys aren't citizens?
We are, but we don't have any comments.
Approval of the minutes.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Can I have a resolution to appoint Nina Taylor to the Kenosha County Workforce Development Board? Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Nina?
Here.
If you'd like to take a chair for your interrogation, I mean...
Hello.
Weren't you here a couple of months ago?
Yes.
Can I ask you a very strange question?
Yes.
Did you answer it right?
Is that the anteater?
Yes, you answered it correctly.
Yeah, surprised us all. Has anybody got any questions? I mean, she's still fresh on our minds, obviously. Anybody got any questions for her? I have a vote on the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That was easy.
Thank you.
Try to make it as painless as possible.
Thank you.
Sign it.
The 2016 financial update report.
Okay, well, before I give you the good news, I'm going to give you even better news. In the audience tonight is Tammy Capito, and she is my new replacement for me. Starts May 1st. There she is, Tammy.
Hi there.
So she's tonight just to observe, and Friday night to observe. That's just what I'm passing out is a new... page. It's just one line added to the bottom. It's the darker green because they wanted me to reconcile to the general fund report that's coming out on Thursday night. So that's what they're showing. So we're ending the year, the whole department, giving back $487,933, and that includes us covering the health insurance that we were adjusted in February at year end. Our total insurance chargeback for health insurance, workman's comp, and liability was $954,596.
Can I ask you a question? Sure. I have a question, Mr. Chairman.
What?
And I see this on your Brookside reports. It seems that your parentheses are, shouldn't that always be negative? In Brookside, it's not. It's confusing to me sometimes.
It's confusing to me.
Okay, why isn't, in
because
my accountant,
four years
John, you're an accountant, isn't always parentheses means negative, does it not?
That's why I put the little usually levy surplus. Yes. And
a levy surplus, why is that considered?
That's negative? Why you got to look at the...
That's why you have to look at the little legend. But I'll have you know, Mr. Gertson says I can change that. So in my 2017 report, it'll look better for
okay.
you.
Thank you.
Five years ago, I was told to do this by a member of the finance committee. So
really?
Yes.
Who is that person? We got to talk.
I'll go ahead, name.
I think it would make it just easier for...
It confuses me all the
all
time.
Right, thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay,
so it's a good thing. If it's in parentheses, it's a good thing. Okay. We were charged in February an additional $954,596, the bulk of that for the health insurance. And we were able to draw down $302,000 of that from our federal sources, you know, because we can match, if levy match 50%, we could draw down two specific sources, our income maintenance and 67% of child support. So we had a net coverage of $652,562. So not only did we cover that, but we're also returning just under $490,000. Brookside is below the line, and they ended up with a 1.2 deficit. They had insurance chargebacks of $631,000, which is included in that 1.2. So theirs would have been, you know, just around $684 if we didn't have the additional insurance. So I can go through each one of these pages for you, but usually if you have any questions, I can answer them, of course, or I can quickly touch base on each of the pages. There's 10 more pages to this.
So what didn't happen in Children and Family Services?
Well, remember, it's a surplus.
Right.
So what happened was, we remember, I don't know if you saw the front page, it's about the Medicaid revenue that we were able to draw down for the last 3 years. So we were able to go back and additionally use our indirect costs and draw down additional Medicaid dollars from the state. So it was approximately $1 million that we were able to draw down. Now, that's a 3-year total, so that won't be every year, of course.
No, I do remember.
Yeah, it was our good news on the front page.
Okay.
Two very bright individuals in our department took apart this reimbursement worksheet from the state, and we were able to ask lots of questions, and the state worked with us. And so we were able to include a lot of our overhead and indirect costs in that, which we will do going forward. But we were able to go back 14, 15, and 16. So that's why it's so large.
Have you got anything else for Laura?
I mean, obviously, if you want to look at this, and if you have any questions, you know, please call, and I can walk you through this. There's the medical examiner information, DCFS placements. Brookside's on the bottom page, the last two pages with their census.
I think we talked about the Brookside Medicaid care reimbursements weren't a concern for you this last quarter, was it? I think you showed it was all right. Medicare.
Yes. Well, altogether from our budget total revenue, if you can see in this last column, our budgeted revenue was $16 million up at the yellow for the whole year, and we came in at $15.5 million. So we didn't quite make that budget, and it has to do a lot with the different census makeup. So what's happening is managed care is taking Medicare's place. And managed care is like United Health, and they're a contracted rate. So right now we're at $405 a day, and May 1st they're bumping us to $415. They're giving us $10 more.
On the managed care.
So what happens is, if it takes the place of Medicare, our average Medicare reimbursement was approximately $500 a day. So what's happening is this managed care, you know, United Health is taking over a contracted rate.
I don't know if you were there. I had a hard time with this with Fran about doing that. The managed care part. I did. Her and I kind of
thought. I understand that. But if we didn't do that, we might have a lot more beds empty. And our break even is just around 300.
Why would we have more beds empty, though? Where would they have gone?
We don't have people sitting on a waiting list.
Where would they have gone? Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? We don't have the other. What's happening is our Medicare population, payer population, is shrinking, and this managed care. We have a lot of United Health retirees and customers within Kenosha and Racine. You know,
on their Medicare sub plans.
Yeah. Rather than taking straight Medicare, they're given this managed care. I know.
So I guess where this changed was when we were looking at the addition to Brookside and the expansion and the upgrades, was the importance of Medicare in the mix.
Mm-hmm. And we had no managed care at that time.
Right, right.
This is the last year, 2 years, that we're seeing. We were at 3.0 as a managed care for 16 in the budget, and we actually ended up like 4.8. So, but we actually had like 9 people ending in February on managed care, average daily census. So you can see it's shifting a little bit. What we have to do is keep our costs down. Yes. We have to be more specific on admissions. Yes. And we're the new business manager, Ken Weiberg, who's over there, he's been doing a wonderful analysis. Yes. On finding out, okay, if somebody comes in with these types of conditions, how much would that cost us?
So we have to take Medicare.
Right. It's not like we're not taking Medicare because right. we're taking managed care. It's because the Medicare is not there to take. Managed care is driving it. And, you know, to tell you the truth, probably in 4 or 5 more years, Humana might do the same thing to us.
Yeah.
They're all going to that contracted rate, all-inclusive. It's just up to us in order to negotiate the right, you know, rate for us.
I would think, compare Brookside with its additions and what it is, it's got to be more desirable than other places right now.
Oh, absolutely.
And that, but you're saying there's no way. I mean, there's no waiting lines necessarily or any of that type of. So it's
there's no what I'm saying.
Waiting lines to get in.
Oh there. No. Well, I now mean, that we're downsizing beds, there is. You know, because yeah. we're moving May 17th, so we're going to be at 140 beds rather than 154. You know, we'll be at 144 total. But now we're, you know, in that downsize for a year. So.
Okay. Brett.
Yeah, I've. I've gone to most all of the meetings over at Brookside for the trustees, and of course my wife worked there for 40 years, so I know a little bit about Brookside. The part that I knew, unless it's changed, was that, you know, Brookside was, like you said, the premier facility, and everybody was trying to get their sick friends and relatives into Brookside, and we really didn't ever have a problem with vacancy, but now you say we are having a problem, so we have to go to the managed care, because we never really had the problem before with filling up, you know, the
house.
No,
and we don't have problems filling it up. It's just now what's out there in order to pay for it, to how to fill up the beds.
Now it's what, Medicaid?
Medicare.
Medicare is what they want, right? They don't want Medicaid.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have Medicaid. We lose about $130 or $140 a day on
right.
Medicaid.
Oh, it seems to me then that this managed care, they're getting the money that Medicare was paying, and they're taking a chunk of that and reducing how much we would get.
No, what they're the payer. So instead of Medicare paying, like United Health would pay us. So they're managing their costs. So they gave us a contracted rate of 405, which now will go to 415 May 1st.
Okay.
We have a $10 increase. So it's not like they're drawing down the Medicare. It's they're managing their costs within their pool of insurance.
Okay.
We're just probably going to see it more and more that this contracted rate is going to occur.
Is that easier for us?
When we went into this, is this that contract that Fran talked about at the county board where they voted that she was going to come and give us a report quarterly? I missed a few meetings. Yes. Have we received a report?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay. Oh,
but yes, this was the I'm sorry.
A report.
This was the discussion we had with Fran.
Oh, to yes. see this? Because this is on our quarterly report, so maybe that's what she thinks I'm doing.
Yeah. Well, okay. When they approved that contract, and I did not support
and
it, but
you
they,
get this.
It required that she come to the county board and report.
Oh.
And quarterly.
Is this committee or the board? I thought it was a committee.
The county board gets these monthly. Right.
I'm not sure if it
trustee.
Was the committee or the board. I thought it was the board.
Is it possible to not to get out of this managed care contract, or is it be just not a smart thing to do?
But if we do, We don't have the other people from Medicare. I mean, obviously, if I have a Medicare and a managed care person on the door, I'm going to take the Medicare person. But what's happening is the insurance is within our community. A lot of it's United Healthcare. And
for people under age 65.
Yeah, and for...
Do we have a lot of them?
Oh, no, not under 65. Well, this is their retirement. This is United Healthcare. They've chosen United Healthcare. Obviously,
for a Medicare SOP.
Right, but it's cheaper for them. No, it's a Medicare Advantage. It's a contracted plan. So we either have Medicare.
Yeah.
You either have Medicare or you have United Healthcare, which is another.
Well, but when you say United, is this a carrier? You're talking about a supplemental type of plan, either Advantage or a Medicare SOP.
Right.
Okay. It's a plan.
It's a choice.
Yes,
it's an option.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I do understand that.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is.
You would. They just don't pay us on the RUGs rates. They pay us on a contract, and that's the key.
Cool. Just cool.
All right.
Thank you.
I mean, we will take Medicare before. You know, that's the plan.
I know you told me before, but what's the private pay rate?
It's 300. We kept it. Now you're going to make me.
So it looks like to me the managed care, I mean, we're making $100, you know, right there.
It's 305. And why we didn't increase it in 17, because 8 months out of the year, 9 months out of this year, they're going to be doubling up. So private pay people won't have a private room. So we kept it the same rate.
Who has private pay? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were done. All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
I mean, it looks like to me with the managed care, we're making an extra $100 a day there. So I would think managed care, you know, you'd be loving it.
But managed care are like people who have Medicare, so they're in rehab, constant rehab. So they come from the hospital and they need extra services, extra nursing services. They might need extra therapy. Whereas a private pay person is in there kind of like a resident. That they don't need the extra care. They just need the room and board.
So you say we're probably still breaking even on the managed care.
Yes, very close, very slim. But remember, our Medicare was meant to help us offset the Medicaid loss, because we had a margin of about $130 on the Medicare.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Who's on private pay? Why would someone be on private pay?
Because they can't live in their home and they need 24/7 care. Not enough for, you know, not enough. They need more than the assisted living on their own. We have a lot of people that. We have a average daily census of 28 out of 154 beds.
All right. So that's what Medicaid is not, and Medicare is not paying.
Medicare is supposed to be room and board, right, and their services,
rehab,
all inclusive. Right, rehab services, right, any kind of nursing, extra care, wound care, that type of thing.
Okay, so you're saying this, but
everybody happy?
Well, I don't know about happy.
Everybody does well.
You're informed, but I don't know about happy.
Okay, do I have a resolution to convert to public health position?
Okay, Bob and I are probably going to tag team you on this.
Do I have a motion?
We need a motion before we...
Yeah, and then we can discuss it.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Now, what's our question?
So, just to give you a little bit of background, actually the Kenosha helped us out the last couple weeks by the articles saying about what our poor health is within the southeastern region. And Cindy Johnson, our director for health, has been working on this for at least 4 or 5 months. So what we want to do is take a vacant public health nurse position and move it and transform it to be called a population health project manager. Okay. And what that will give us is someone who will take all of our proactive grants and things that we want to do within the community to increase our health services. And this person now will be able to do our data collection, will be able to report on outcomes, will help us figure out what are the community needs today, tomorrow, maybe, you know, in another year. So we actually need that person to coordinate all these activities. We draw a lot of grants down that help in different areas, and what we need is a coordination of all those grants, and we need someone on, you know, at that level. And we have over 11 programs that will be coordinated that way, but it's the time that takes all the data collection and to get that all evaluated and put into outcomes and measurements. And now with this position, we will have somebody there to do all of that. And hopefully we won't be 65th out of 72 counties in a couple years once we do this. There's no budgetary impact. What is happening is the public health nurse was an NE
11. NE 11.
And this is an E8, okay? But we have had several retirements, a few retirements within the division in the last 6 months. And so we have new people came on board, so we have that cushion of in our budget. So going forward, even in 2018, we'll cover this position.
So basically, she's just going to watch over all the grants. And
she's going to coordinate. She's going to make. She's going to find what our community needs. Yeah, I did. You must have gotten an org chart.
So you got this org chart in your packet. Yeah. And it will identify exactly areas that will be managed by this particular individual.
I mean, this person's going to make sure that we have a healthier lifestyle, and what does this community need in order to have that outcome?
Have someone will be dedicated. This position yet, or?
We have not, and it will go outside the community. So it will be an open, we don't have someone on the bench waiting to come in and take this.
We just need approval, because it's out.
It's a mid-year change to the budget. It's a higher rated job. We're required to come and take these. There are three changes that we are requesting in the budget for this year. The other two are going to finance.
Any questions from the board? Brett?
Looking at your list here, it's called personnel cost analysis.
The finance.
In the box on the bottom far right number $47.16. What is that?
That is the salary and benefit per hour cost.
Per hour?
Yeah, 98. If I think if you take the 98,000 and
divide by
the 2,088, I think we are this year. So it's both salary and benefit cost.
It's a loaded labor rate.
A what?
We call it the loaded labor rate.
Okay.
Truck.
You want to call it that? I'll call it.
I like it. It's lyrical. Yeah.
There's no one else in Kenosha County or the community that does this?
Manage the grants?
Not
no,
about the grants.
You mean too. The community, health community needs? Uh-huh. There's committees that, you know, but nobody who's in coordinates and collects all the data, and we can look at outcomes of what our programs are actually receiving.
Okay.
There's no one person. No.
So this would be a very specialized position. You would require a nurse who would be essentially working as a project manager, looking on her experience. Her background as a nurse.
I don't believe a nurse is a prerequisite.
No,
because
I thought I saw it on the sheet here, public nurse or something.
Well we're replacing, this job is replacing a nurse.
We're converting a public health nurse.
But they don't have
position.
To be.
But no, the
nurse. Okay.
The manager is not, not, the manager being a nurse is not a prerequisite for the job.
Okay.
Well, it seems like, when I read in the paper, you know, we kind of can see where the problems are in Kenosha County, and the problem is, how are we going to fix that? That's what I see.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't look like this person can really fix that.
Well...
Go ahead, Mike.
No, I'm done.
No, go ahead.
I would hope that, I mean, can't fix everything, you know, of course, but I would hope that they could hone in on some of the more fixable type issues that we can have more control over.
How many people, though, would this affect, though?
How many citizens?
Well, I mean, if like, our, for example, here, we have wellness programs. I mean, if you work at the county.
Yeah.
Okay, or any other employer in this area, how would they interface with this, with someone working at the county, let's say? I mean, what I'm saying is, if she evaluates, says, you know, this, here are the problems with this county, I mean, I can't see her coming in here and going, oh, by the way, we're going to do a wellness program for everyone, Bob. Why don't you get this?
No,
but we have specialized grants that reach out into the community and provide services in particular to high-risk populations.
Yeah, if you look at...
If you look at the...
This area, these are all grant areas and all program service areas that we are currently doing. And that is what we need the coordination of. These are all working at different, but these are, Bob's right, the more riskier population.
Okay, and Mike, I guess my concern is action. Okay, I'm sure this person can find a lot of that. I guess, no question. Could probably get grants, but where's that going to go? If you got a high-risk population, they're high-risk populations for a reason. Where would be the final outcome? What would this person's outcome be? What would be?
Yes, Cindy, can you help us out on this?
I sure can try.
We need a science person to make sense of this.
Derek.
He's the
science
person.
Okay.
The other side of science, not that data and financial analytics aren't that.
You have great questions, and I appreciate those. This person is going to be coordinating the grants and programs that are addressing population health impacts within our community. You just read about the community health rankings. We can't adjust our geographic location. 50% of our population are considered the working poor. If you've seen the ALICE report, A-L-I-C-E, and look at Kenosha County, it gives you a better idea of the population that resides within Kenosha County. This population impacts our population health. This particular person is not only going to manage and coordinate the grants that Kenosha County has been eligible and public health has been eligible to achieve, but also be able to analyze any other gaps, take a look at all of these different programs and services to see exactly what else we're missing, and we can apply as building blocks to our community for health improvement. These are the small incremental steps that we can take to improve the health within our community. It's not something that happens overnight, not something that happens in 1 year. We've been analyzing all this information 20 plus years that I've been doing this in some capacity. So this is what we're looking at. Someone who can concentrate on these programs and services and address the population health needs of our community. Previously, all of these programs and services were under one position, including the other areas that this person, our clinical services director, oversaw. It's an impossible task. We've grown by 30% since 2011 within our health department. We've been blessed in our community with dollars to try to work to achieve population health improvement. Many a times these dollars are designated for public health. That's why they fall within our category. Questions?
Isn't, when you were talking in the board meeting, isn't the community health center that you're referencing, isn't that something they do, this stuff? The Kenosha County Health Center?
I mean, I imagine for their own stuff, I'm sure that they might internally, but I mean, they're more focused on service providing, behavioral health, physical health, dental, not necessarily data and analytics stuff. One of the things that you do see and this is in counties all across the nation, is that health departments have really become kind of the public health data crunchers in some ways to look at population trends. Not that if you have like a hospital that's a major research institution in your borders that it doesn't do that, it might, but counties have really taken the lead on this role in terms of public health.
Supervisor Russell, that's a great question, because the public health department is often misconstrued with the Kenosha Community Health Center. The Kenosha Community Health Center is a direct service provider. They have physicians, nurse practitioners, physician's assistants. They provide direct services, often at the Medicaid rate, some private insurance. They have to maintain a mix, but they do not provide public health services. They do not do what we do.
Like what, for example?
The public health services that we do are the programs that that apply population health improvement. An example, I'll give you an example. Our home visitation program. We are very fortunate in our community to have the population health, the home visitation programs that we do. We have two evidence-based programs, nurse family partnership and parents as teachers. We have $1.3 million that we've been able to apply to this program. These home visitors provide long-term, 2 to almost 3 years of home visitation for the low-income, vulnerable population. They can improve this population to achieve self-sufficiency, economic self-sufficiency, move out of poverty, gain education, and their modeling behaviors for those children. So this is long-term population health improvement through this programming. Public health is able to draw these dollars. There aren't other places that can. More?
No. I just...
Go ahead.
Is there a set time frame that we're going to try this?
This is again looking organizationally, how to attribute weight of workload throughout our department so it's more equally weighted, so we can run an efficient, cost-effective shop. We've been doing that since I've taken on. We have our revenue, we've achieved our revenue. We always have health insurance that sometimes impacts us.
Oh, why look at me?
You crushed the numbers. But those are things that are beyond our control. We've achieved 100% or more of our revenue budget. We did not do that a long time ago. 60%, 70% is the marker that we used to hit.
So this is just a way of optimizing.
Absolutely.
The department.
Absolutely. Reimbursable services, bringing those costs down and drawing dollars to improve health improvement in our community.
Okay.
Anybody got anything else to say?
Okay. Awesome.
Oh, wait a second.
My apologies. It was not to slight Lori in saying that we needed a science person.
I'd be glad to move on.
What you do with science, too, we just needed a bit of a different explanation, that's all.
No apologies necessary.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Always entertaining.
Good. Thank you.
You too, Bob.
Thank you. It was nice of Lori and Cindy to come, don't you think?
Yeah.
I think it was great.
I think it was.
Good point. Do I have a vote on this? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Do we have any other business authorized by law?
One question. Does this somehow change the results of what we might see? I mean, you talked about efficiency in terms of meeting grants. I mean, that in terms of data and analytics and what we might see as results from what's going on in health, that doesn't change anything for us, does it?
I'm looking at we're going to be able to optimize our opportunities even further, because we'll have another person who will have the skill sets to do the work. I'm looking for someone with potentially a master's in public health,
some master's level training that they can have that skill level to further enhance our capabilities within the health department. There'll be a data abstractor for one of our grants, so they're actually going to be working on a grant doing the data abstractions and the analysis, in addition to working with all the staff that are listed underneath them and achieving other opportunities for our county, funding opportunities that we're eligible for.
There's a lot of really exciting things happening in county health departments, so every time I see you, I'm just like Twitter pated, and I just don't know where to apply my energy, so.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay, all in favor say aye.
You do. Aye. No, you already did that.
Thanks again.
Yeah, that one, yeah. Any other business authorized by law?
Oh.
Is it authorized by law?
Not. Yeah. One thing you should know, probably, because it does pertain a little bit to this, over the years I have been trying to design a kind of like dashboard of human services things every county supervisor should know. It's been a little challenging. I understand that when the city was having their conversations about mental health on their end from the thing that we worked out with through human services with, now I'm blanking on the name, Kenosha Human Development Services, they didn't have all the information about what it was costing us in terms of mental health and placements, et cetera. And so the suggestion I made to one of the aldermen was, well, if we made some kind of a dashboard for you to see, because you all are 60% of the balance of the population of this community, does that make sense? Would it be helpful? And the answer that came back was yes. I made mention of that to the county exec. He said the same thing. So I keep looking at this, as I have been for the last 2 years, trying to figure out what would be helpful for everybody. I think the financials work for us, but for other people, those maybe aren't necessarily the most important details. So you may see something in a month or two when I have an epiphany and figure it out. You may not, but I'm just telling you so you're not surprised, because I am working on it in my head.
Is that your agenda?
Is this yours?
Probably. Good, I'm glad.
Sign on the top. I mistakenly signed them both.
Any committee member comments? Motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? We're excused.
Thank you.
How many people are you guessing would apply to this job? Do you have any
ideas? We do have some potential leads out.
Talk to you about or
high caliber people that could hit the ground running. So.
Let me scratch up.
Do we have the application in this?
I signed it on the finance committee.
You have? Do you? Good.
Yeah.
Submit their name. But there's...